South Korean investigators have arrested impeached President Yoon Suk-yeol nearly a month and a half since his short-lived martial law decree plunged the country into political turmoil. He is the country's first sitting president to be arrested. Mr. Yoon's presidential motorcade left his heavily fortified residence shortly after a joint team of anti-graft officials and the police executed the detention warrant. He is now at the Corruption Investigation Office, or the CIO, which is probing insurrection accusations against him. Officials have reportedly begun questioning him. In a pre-recorded video message, the suspended leader alleged that the law in the country had collapsed and that he was submitting himself for questioning to avoid any violence. More than 3,000 police officers marched onto his residence to arrest him early this morning.
불미스러운 유혈 사태를 막기 위해서 일단 불법 수사이긴 하지만 공수처 출석에 응하기로 했습니다. 그러나 제가 이 공수처의 수사를 인정하는 것은 아닙니다.
Hundreds of pro and anti-Yoon protesters gathered near the president's hillside villa this morning. There were scuffles between his supporters and the police. Inside, Mr. Yoon's lawyers tried to persuade investigators not to execute the detention warrant, saying the president would voluntarily appear for questioning. But the agency declined. Yonhap News says the opposition Democratic Party called Mr. Yoon's arrest the first step to restore democracy. CNA's Grace Shin has been watching the situation very closely, and she joins us now. Grace, Mr. Yoon is currently being questioned by authorities. How long could this process take?
Ronnie, it seems to be quite long. They have 48 hours to make their decision. And actually, the CIO has even prepared a resting room in front of the investigation room where they have a sofa. It's believed that they can order in food there, which suggests that the investigation and questioning will take long, long hours. And it's not only the first time a standing president has been served with an arrest warrant, but it's also the first time a president is being investigated by the anti-corruption probe, the CIO. That's why they've done much preparation, including this investigation room that I talked about in the resting room. Now, within this investigation room, eyes are on whether this will be filmed because they have the filming recording devices ready at hand, but whether they'll be actually using this. The CIO had been saying that they would be trying to film Yoon's questioning from the beginning till the end. If that is then done, then the evidence will be used in court. Now, whether President Yoon abides, legally, even if he doesn't abide, the CIO may go on with the recording. But for if we look back at previous cases back in 2017 when prosecutors were investigating, now impeached, but then President Park Geun-hye, they decided not to film her throughout the questioning because she showed her discontent. But then when Lee Myung-bak received a prosecution investigation, he had abided to filming. So it's still up in the air as to whether this will be filmed. It really depends on how Mr. Yoon will show it. But as of now, he has been saying that he would be only abiding to the investigations to evade bloodshed, as you mentioned before. Now, right after, if they do film, the CIO is legally bound to show in front of Yoon and his legal team what they've recorded. If they request that they turn on the whole recording, they can show it to them. Then they seal it off and then it can be used for evidence in the court. So we're up to see whether this will be recorded or not. And it would remain as very important evidence in the court.
We've been seeing split reactions from both the opposition and the ruling party. Former acting president and prime minister Han Duck-soo has spoken up. Tell us more on the reaction to the president's arrest.
Exactly. The ruling People Power Party and the opposition Democratic bloc have been having split reactions from the day of the martial law decree, actually before that and even up till now. So the ruling People Power Party has been criticizing the CIO for acting illegally, investigating president, and they were criticizing the CIO to be simply a subsidiary for the DP. Working as an investigative body for a political party is illegal in their eyes. They think that the CIO is doing this as a political show, and it's coming out of political motives rather than actually for investigation. The DP, on the other hand, has been claiming that this is only the first step in the right direction in order to restore liberal democracy, and it's now up for the nation to prioritize the livelihoods of South Koreans and the economy. Now, the prime minister, who was actually the acting president, but now he was impeached, Han Duck-soo also spoke up on the matter, speaking at a special parliamentary inquiry, and his comments is open to interpretation because he said all South Korean citizens must abide by constitution and law. That was all he said regarding this case. But Remember this, Yoon has remained firm that he simply abided to today's questioning, not because it was legal. He thinks it's illegal, but it's only to make sure the nation doesn't go out to corruption or goes into bloodshed.
We've also seen these political divisions spill over to the public. Mm-hmm. What's been the reaction on the ground so far?
That's right. Minutes after news broke out that President Yoon was heading to the CIO headquarters, supporters also headed to Kwacheon, which is west of Seoul, where the headquarters of the CIO is located. They demanded the CIO to stop making a fool out of the president. And many conservatives in the country have also hinted that they would also head towards the headquarters. Six supportive conservative groups of Yoon, which amounts to around 5,200 people, have forecasted to hold rallies in the next coming hours. Liberal organizations, on the other hand, so far only filed one request, and they amount to only 30 people. But out on the streets near President Yoon's residence, we're still seeing supporters of Yoon and protesters of Yoon mount up. So you can see public sentiment is split up, but attention still remains grave.
Thank you, Grace, for those updates on this developing story in South Korea. Staying in the country, Baek Tae-ung from the University of Hawaii at Manoa explains why Mr. Yoon's detainment is different from his predecessors.
So we have some similar precedent in the past, because impeachment, out of two impeachment, one president, President Park Geun-hye, had been actually kicked out and fired from presidential position. However, it's different from this case because when President Park was impeached, she was not charged for the crime of insurrection, which means she... her case cannot be prosecuted unless she is out of the presidential position. But this time, because the crime of insurrection has been allegedly committed, the president does not have that immunity. So he is, on the one hand, being going through the impeachment proceeding, and on the other hand, he is a suspect of that crime of insurrection, which should be, can be punished while the presidency is continuing. So because of that, even if we had a situation where acting president were replacing the presidential kind of task, not this kind of a serious situation, because in the past, the prosecution had not happened while President Park was president, impeached president. This time, the president is on the one hand, completely out of the power of presidency, and secondly, he is being punished. So this is really unprecedented situation. And so far, even if there has been some tension and also so current government, which are mostly successor of the current President Yoon. So in that way, the ruling party and opposition party politics are reflected in governmental policies as well. But so far, we are seeing everything is not really aggravated into some type of conflict or real kind of exchange of some serious attacks against each other. And hope this will end by today.